The following program, Where Are They Now? With Art and Bobby, is sponsored by Arthur Andros and, to the extent applicable, his guests. The views and opinions expressed therein do not necessarily reflect those of NewsWeb Radio Company or its management.
Good morning, Artie. Good morning, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our show, Bobby and Artie. We have an excellent guest speaker today. This is the week of Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We're happy you're with us this morning.
You're not going to say gobble, gobble, gobble like you usually do, Bobby?
Later.
Don't forget to call in at 773-763-2978. We have an excellent, excellent guest. And as you know, Bobby's from Chicago, retired police officer, myself. I work for the city. And we decided to do Where Are They Now? So let's get started with this talk conversation show and have some fun. I have a quote from our guest. This COVID-19 pandemic period has not been easy, but we can still celebrate life and its blessings. We need to have hope and faith during a difficult time. The sun will rise every day. He has a lifelong passion for helping others and made it his personal mission to provide and create information, integration, and participation among people with disabilities and their families and friends. Working on accessibility on Chicago beaches and projects throughout the world, he is a peer mentor to individuals who have newly diagnosed disabilities. And he is the definition of hope, strength, passion, faith, and love. And now, the director of Z Life Program, let's welcome Constantine Zografos, or as he wants to be called, Costa. Good morning, Costa.
Good morning, Costa.
Hey, good
welcome
morning,
to
good
our
morning.
Show.
Good morning, Bobby, and good morning, Art, and thank you. And, you know, it's like I find myself, you know, I came to this country, so a lot of my friends in the hospital know me as Gus as well. And I told my friends, come and listen to the show because, you know, it's all about supporting each other. So thank you so much. What a beautiful morning it is today.
It is.
It is. The sun's up. But why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you were born, and things like that, because I know, Bobby knows, but our listeners do not know. So go ahead, Costa.
Absolutely. I know. I came from Rio de Janeiro. Both of my parents are Greek, and they met each other in Rio de Janeiro. So I was born there, and I spent 9 years there, and then lo and behold, we came to Chicago. I don't know what they were exactly thinking because we left 80-degree weather, never seen snow in my life, and we come to Chicago. But what a blessing. And we worked hard, and we got involved in the food industry. We had a little hot dog stand, and we went to a little cafe, and then we had a rather large catering business. So food service, I've been around that for almost 40-plus years now. And it's been amazing how we touch on people and families and workers and so forth. And lo and behold, 25 years ago, I owned a company and I was taking delivery to Donny Osmond and in the middle of the night. And somehow this one person fell asleep driving. And as I'm unloading the back of my car, I got struck by this car. And essentially, I was underneath the car. And that particular night, I was taken to what they still call they want to be called county trauma. But Stroger Hospital, but all my nurses there, they said, no, we're still county, the ER trauma unit. And they essentially saved my life. But within that, they had to amputate both of my legs. I'm an above knee amputee. And I was very, very blessed and very not only lucky, but I think I'm a miracle that I'm alive. And I took in perspective what happened to me. And I had the company, and my employee said, we want to maintain the company. And I said, okay. And just to prove to myself that I can still function and be part of this world as someone with a disability. Now things have changed. I was 33 years old, successful in business, very involved in the community, feeding the hungry. And I was questioning, like, you know, he took away two of the most powerful things that I have. However, I was enlightened by giving the strength to do so much more and also bring people into my journey. Because now that I can't reach certain things, I can't do certain things, everyone comes along and I want to be part of. And especially for you, Bobby, as a police officer, let me tell you, when I laid underneath that car, there were two people that came to me. This is where the magic and the spirit things come along. So I had one neighbor who I never met in my life. His name was Gabriel, and Gabriel is a archangel. And the police officer, the first police officer that came, they were taking care of the driver, and then, wait, there's somebody underneath the car. And his name was Christos, and he was a police officer. So I had Christ and Gabriel, and both were saying, keep your eyes awake. Let's pray. You're going to be okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
So and those are the moments
that
you realize
came out of
that,
it.
Yes, yes. You know, I don't remember. I mean, I got to meet them much later. But you still realize that from that moment, I was held down. And I said, you know what? There's a path and there's a journey that I'm on. And these are the blessings. And I kind of just embraced it. And what I've been able to do since that moment, not only been involved, I was taken to the Rehabilitation Chicago, which is now the Shirley Ryan Ability Lab. And I got involved in my church, became vice president of my church at St. Andrew's Greek Orthodox Church and in the community. And I started realizing that there were some areas of need in the disability community. And, you know, you go back 25 years ago. Now, you go back to 25 years past that, then the disability community wasn't really – we're mainstream now. You're starting to see them on television and news, you know, in the news and in theater. Everything's accessible. But understand, there are roughly 60 million people in the United States with disability. The statistics show that about 15% of the world has a disability. So it's a rather large number. And in any moment, any of us could be injured or have an illness and have a disability. But the cool thing is, the most great thing is that we live in a country, we live in a city, we live in a world that now, because of the internet and because of the awareness, you are so much quicker to be able to get back to what you're doing. I mean, I do more work than most people have legs, and they always marveled at me. But I said, no, you know what? I take what I have, the strength that I have, and I go forward with it.
And people like you, I just sent you both a picture. There's a Yaya, grandma, in a wheelchair picking olives, you know. People like you have gone to the Acropolis, you've gone to other things. Tell us some of the things you've done. Let's start here right in Chicago, how you helped accessibility first.
Sure. So we started an organization called the Z Life Program, and Z in Greek means Zoe. And I thought, you know, living in life. And then we are programmed with the Open Doors Organization, nonprofit 501c3 here in Chicago. And essentially our work has everything to do with the consumers and empowering people. And I believe that information is power. You know, anytime anyone is in a hospital or is ill or needs to empower themselves. So through that, now Open Doors, we do a lot of training with the airlines. I'm on United Airlines Advisory Board for travel with disabilities. But being a Greek Brazilian, I get to do the fun things. That's the stuff that I love, whether it's the beaches. You know, I had what a city that we live in. Imagine 12 years or so ago, I said to myself, I can't get on that beach. How am I going to get there? Now, I know my friend Art's going to take me up there and we're going to go. But how about that person doesn't have Art or doesn't have friends or doesn't have that support system? So someone introduced me. Let me introduce my girlfriend. And she calls over her girlfriend. He goes, Maggie, come on over. And it was the late Mrs. Maggie Daly. I told her the story that I'm a Brazilian, Greek, and I'm in Chicago. I need to swim. I need to get in the water. 5 days later, I get a call from the Chicago Park District. Mrs. Daly would like for you to go to all over the city and let's find those beaches and make them accessible. Imagine that.
Wow.
We now have over 17 beaches fully accessible, and not just accessibility, but we have the transportation must be accessible. We want, you know, we want those places that have to be able to drink and eat, so the concessions need to be accessible. And we want restrooms to be accessible. So you have a full day at the beach. The concept of accessibility on the beaches has just exploded worldwide because people with disabilities, the fact is they want to have fun as well. So that was an element of it. And then in 2004, I carried the Paralympic torch for Athens 2004. So I went there. And in 2016, I was in Rio de Janeiro for the Paralympic Games there as well. What a wonderful experience to come back with. And I brought back the torches, and I shared that with the community, with people. And I said, I want you to hold this torch, because today you're a torchbearer. The meaning of a torchbearer is about being good and giving back in the community and in your life. So I've been taken from there. Now we're working accessibility in the Acropolis. I mean, I always feel that we all have talents within each of us, within all of us. Everybody has a different talent. And no matter what your disability, and I got to tell you, you know, everyone has a disability. Everyone has a differential, but we're all the same, and we need each other. You know, I tell my church friends, I said, for salvation, you know, when time comes for my time, God says, hey, what did you do? It wasn't about, don't worry about the other person. What did you do? So someone said to me, you know, you have a fast track ticket to heaven. You lost your legs. You must go to heaven real quick. I said, no, you still have to be good in this earth. I will still be judged. So every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's so true. Casa, that's so true.
You know, to interrupt you, Costa and Bobby, he had, was it 100 pints of blood from your accident? How many pints was it?
125 pints of blood, for which we did 2-3 blood drives. We've gotten back over 250 pints back. And then I found out that even though a double amputee, as long as your pulse is working, they'll take your blood. I've given back 25 of my own pints.
Do you believe that, Bobby?
Giving it all back.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing.
It really is. It really
is. You're amazing, Gus. Really, you know, it's an honor to have you on our show.
Oh, yeah. Some of the pictures I saw on Facebook, you on a horse, you on the swing, you on that ski board. But Bobby's got a question about, Bobby, remember you're going to ask him about when snow comes?
Oh, yeah. Let me ask you a question. This might be something you'll get a kick out of. What about the snow blower? And tell me a little bit about your snow blower incident.
Tell us about snow blowing.
Let me tell you, when you're a businessman, you know, and I continue to be, not only am I a director of the Z Life program, but I'm also a consultant when it comes to the food service side. And we're now putting together an alliance for people with disabilities that are businesses are owned by individuals with disabilities, so we can become like a chamber of commerce of sort. But I'm a doer. There's nothing you can tell me. So imagine I go to this one location, and I'm in charge of my church facility, and I'm seeing these guys trying to get the snow out, and I'm in the car trying to direct them, come here, go there. I got out of there. I got in my wheelchair. I said, bring that snow blower over here. And I have one of those snow blowers that's got
I've seen a video of it, Bobby.
Wow.
And I started shoveling the snow while I'm hanging out to this motor and so forth. I don't, you know, honestly, it's all about a set of mind. Let me share this with the audience and everyone else. There are three important things in all of us. It's our mind, our heart, and our spirit. Everything else, whether it be your hands, your legs, that's just a component. But if you have those three intact, that's what makes it go. When I went back to my business, I told them all, I had 50 employees. I told them, all of you have legs, but I have the vision, and that vision where we're going. So the fact is that getting on a snowblower, I don't love snow that much, but at the same time, from thank goodness for RIC, the Shirley Ryan Ability Lab, I've gone snow skiing, I've gone water skiing, and the most important thing has been the support of these volunteers. This world lives off volunteers. Right now, the food banks are loaded with volunteers. We're during this corona virus period. It's a very difficult time, but we all need to give our talents and give back. And for me, it's more about giving hope. You know, Art, you and I talked about the other day, and you've seen me. You know, I'm loading up my van. I'm taking it from one place to another. I think I've been blessed. See, people look at me and says, oh, my goodness, you know, you lost both of the legs. Oh, I'm sorry. I said, no, please. I've been so blessed. I've got so much. But there's others that have less. I would never wish what happened to me on anyone. But the love and support that I have from friends and people, I wish everybody has that. So I've been overloaded with support and love. I mean, you know, what's funny is they keep loading you up with food. You know, when you get, when you're Greek, all your Greek friends, what not? All right. You know, you got enough food? You got enough food? And I'll tell you, and thing is, the key, the number one, I'll tell you, is a little trick. You go to a hospital, stay anytime, bring something to the nurses and the staff. They are amazing, and they eat very well. So food service has done me very well. My mother says, how in the world did you get all these people to get you all this stuff here in the hospital? Mom, we've been feeding them baklava and Greek pastries for the last 10 years.
Good idea.
He always takes stuff. I mean, on his 25th, he sends me a photo. It's in your book, Bobby. That's him having his van loaded to deliver food on his 25th celebration. I mean, he never stops. Never.
That's awesome.
Hey, call us at 773-763-9278 if you have any questions for us. But we haven't finished a half page yet. Look, Helene of the Year for the Hellenic Bar Association 2010. Archon. Tell us about an Archon. I mean, some of our friends know, some don't. You became an Archon in 2016, was it?
Yes, this was in 2009, and it was something for me, when you're involved in the church, you just give of yourself. You give of your talent, your time, your treasure, but it's about talent and time. And an Archon we're an Archon of the chapter of St. Andrew's, which is a protector of the Orthodox Church. And these individuals are amazing individuals who give of themselves. But I'll be honest with you, when they asked about myself becoming an Archon, you know, a lot of times people elevate to different levels and you think, is it about your treasures or donating? Oh, you donated $100,000, you donated something, and let's give them a title. And I received several calls from some of my other friends, and they said, no, you are what an Archon should be. In spite of the fact that you got injured, in spite of the fact you lost your legs, you've continued to give back to the church, to the community. And so essentially, an Archon, we're protectors, but we're also in a leadership role as well. So I was in New York, and it was the patriarch had come in, and to have the patriarch from Constantinople come in, and he turns to me, he goes, I've heard about you. And I, wow, you know, it's like,
listeners that don't know, the patriarch is like the cardinal in the Greek Orthodox.
The Pope.
Thank you.
Pope.
Thank you.
The highest position. Yeah. The Pope.
Yes. And essentially, you know, in our churches here, I go to churches and I like to speak in front. We're creating programs in partnership with the Catholic Archdiocese here in Chicago. We're doing programs of regarding awareness. We want to create Inclusion Sundays, Inclusion Month, because, you know, it's interesting. You come to church, supposed to be the most loving place to go to, right? The most embracing place. And yet, even in that environment, the people, you have these obstacles. It's not physical. It's mental. Imagine you go into a church and someone doesn't know how to say good morning to you because he sees you in a wheelchair with a walker or assistive device, a disability. And it shouldn't be that way. And this is where the biggest gift from my journey has been this motion, the slogan called Just Say Hi. So anytime you meet someone, you come across someone, whether disability or not, be yourself, smile, and just say hi. Real simple. And this was given to me as a gift from a priest who said to me, Costa, what should I say and what should I do when I meet with someone with disability? Teach me. I'm like, you're the priest. You know the answers. Why are you asking me? And even the priests need, and it's not ignorance. They just need to be informed. They need to learn. So I'm sort of the messenger that goes out there. And I thank goodness that I'm not afraid. I'm not shy. I have no fear because I know that, you know, God has put me on this journey. If I want to go somewhere, I go in. I teach kids. I teach adults. Like, focus when you go inside a grocery store. Like, I have some favorite flavors from Ben & Jerry's. And these ice creams are at the end of the building. You've got to go way in. And sometimes it's a little challenging because people look at you, you know, and like, focus on the ice cream, Ben and Jerry's, Ben and Jerry's, Ben and Jerry's. And that's what I tell myself. I don't worry what people look at me. I just worry about where I'm going and what I want to get out of it. And along the way, you'll get others. And it's not inspiration because we're all inspiring each other. It's about saying, you know what? If you're going through a hard time and you see me smiling, feel good about yourself. Maybe you're going through a hard time. You know, everybody in this world has a challenge. I've seen it. People see me as a double amputee. I've seen others in far worse and more challenging than myself. And I tell myself, you know, Lord, I'm good. Please help those other individuals. So there's a way of giving back, and there's a sense of purpose in our lives. You know, we all need a sense of purpose. While we're here, you don't take, okay, my father passed away a year and a half ago. He didn't take his checkbook with you. He didn't take money with you. It's all left behind. But he left a legacy. And the number 25, 25th year, that was his favorite number as well. So everything surrounds on 25. And I'm celebrating my 25-year anniversary of my accident. And to be on your show, it's like, I thought, how am I going to celebrate it this year? It was going to be a big party. And here I am. With all of you and all your listeners, it's the biggest party of all.
Well, thank you.
Well, yeah. Thank you, Cass. Please call in at 773-763-9278 this morning to ask our guests anything you like. Please call in.
Costa, tell us about that event that goes on every year. I think it's every year, Fun in the Sun on Lakeshore Drive.
Yes. So along the way, we've been so blessed and involved in so many programs. You know, with Open Doors Organization, we came together and created the Easy Access Guide, the only access guide in the Midwest. That's where you can go online and find where things are accessible. Then we became very involved every year. We're in the Disability Pride Parade. We provide, with all my connections in the food business, we provide over 3,000 bottles of water and snacks and fruits all through that, and great family step up and help me. But one of the dreams that I had was having a beach party along Sheridan Road and Lakeshore Drive. We have it at Osterman Beach. So we partner up together with Midwest Wheelchair Sports, the Adaptive Adventures, the Chicago Park District, Dreams for Kids. And we essentially have a 3-day at the beach, over 800 people. And what we invite is individuals with disabilities, their friends and family. And it's all sponsored, all underwritten by local companies from all over Chicago, individuals. You're not going to find a party like this in Chicago because we all know that the Park District, for the most part, with all the parking, that it won't give up parking. Where are you going to put 800 people? So I had this dream, and lo and behold, wouldn't you know it, St. Andrew's Greek Orthodox Church on the corner of Lakeshore Drive in Hollywood and Sheridan. We have parking for 350 cars, and the beach is across the street. We worked with the aldermen, and initially it was Alderman Smith. Now it's Alderman Osterman. It was named after his mother, Osterman, and now it's an accessible beach there. Over 800 people, free food, free drinks. Soft drinks, no alcohol. And,
Bobby, mark that down. We're going for food.
No alcohol,
mark that date down.
what you are holding in that flask, I don't know. I don't ask questions. But we have entertainment. We have hand cycling, kayaking. Everything's adaptive. And it's funny that every year I keep saying to myself, all right, this is the last one. I'm not doing this anymore. And lo and behold, some individual with a disability comes to me at the end as I'm going to the parking lot and simply says, thank you, because I've never been on a kayak. I've never been.
Wow. That's amazing.
You made a difference.
Yeah, it is.
Amazing.
Like God hooks me back in. You know, it's like, oh, you know, just when I'm getting out, I'm back right in again. And it's hard to say no. When you have that kind of an impact and programs do such, it's very hard to do. So for me, it's a way of giving back. And please, you know, so this year, again, because of the pandemic, we weren't able to do it, but we're going to be stronger next year, bigger and stronger next year. But we celebrate every day. You know, I tell people, celebrate your life every single day. don't wait just for the one day and one memory, and celebrate the life. Embrace your family. Embrace your, because when I was injured, my mother, my father, my sister, Maria, and all my family, they came up to me and they spent, I was away for 6 months before I came back home. And you rely on your friends and you rely on family and to come and support you. And I tell teenagers, you know, you think you know it all, but let me tell you, something ever happens to you, I will guarantee you who will be there next to you. It'll be your mom and daddy. Man, I was 33 years old and my mother was changing dressings on my leg. And I'm thinking, I don't think she's seen me in my underwear for so ever or off them. But you know what? She was my mom and she didn't think twice. So I have an amazing love for family and parents and people. And so I tell you, so there's a story behind everything you do. And we got involved with we've been sending and helping all over the world. We've sent 280 wheelchairs to Greece. And we've done, these programs. And it's all about me. I'm not looking for things. I do. They come to me. But I see an opportunity. I never say there's a problem. It's always an opportunity to be better and do more. So every day, I don't tell people, and it's an education. We're little by little, I still hear the word handicap. And we said, that's an inappropriate word. At Open Doors, we have a whole list of what can we say, what should we do. So we always say use the people first, like a person with a disability, a person who is blind. I mean, I had to get educated on it, myself. But I recognize, talking to people with dignity and how are you around them and talk to them directly. We're all going to get older. We're all getting older. And sometimes they figure, let me talk to the person next to the person that they can talk directly to the person. That's what how would you want to be talked to is the way you should talk to someone else.
Right. Just like you said earlier, just say hi. That's all.
Be
that's
nice.
All.
Be kind to each other.
Costa, we're going to come back after commercials and talk about the Z Foundation and that wonderful, wonderful Modesto and some other things. Yep. So go ahead, Devin, play our commercials and we'll be back.
Abbott Painting, we're the painting contractor that cares. We care about you, your property, and our reputation. We work hard to please all of our customers by providing quality work and professional service. All of our painters are well-trained professionals who take pride in their work. Our residential crew treats your home like it's their own. They cover the furniture and the floors with drop cloths and contain the dust and odor by hanging plastic sheets. You can contact us for a free estimate at 773-725-9800. Please contact us at 773-725-9800. Abbott Painting.
Teach your students the joys of science with Denoyer Geppert. We're the USA's leading manufacturer of anatomical models for education, with a number of our products on display at the Made in Chicago Museum. From autographed anatomy to zoology models, we have something for all ages. Place an order online today at denoyer.com.
FlyGuard, 36,000 feet in the air, not the place you wish to be prepared. Your safety is our priority. You can reach us at our website at fly-guard.com. Thank you.
You want to feel secure, a sense of trust that will endure. Jennings Reputation rides with you.
Welcome to JenningsChevrolet.com. Jennings Chevrolet in Glenview is a family-owned business that's been serving Chicagoland since 1958. How has Jennings remained in business while so many of our competitors faded away? The simple reason is that Jennings delivers the low prices plus the quality sales and service experience that other dealers only promise. Every dealership pays the exact same amount to the factory for a new Chevy, but some dealers advertise phony low prices online just to lure you in. At JenningsChevrolet.com, every buyer qualifies for our lowest advertised price. The low price you see is the low price you pay. Jennings has one of the area's largest inventories of new Chevrolets and quality pre-owned vehicles. If you can't find what you're searching for, we'll get it through our express locator system. Thank you for visiting JenningsChevrolet.com.
Jennings Reputation.
Okay, folks, Quote from Costa, there will be a huge celebration when we can all get back together again. Let's welcome back our guest, Costa.
Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Let's talk about the Z Foundation. Mm-hmm. We got this beautiful brochure, Community Outreach Programs. And are you in a race here? I see a little picture of you. Are you? Oh, the Athens, the torch relay. Did you have a special wheelchair I read or something for the torch or no?
Well, no, it's funny. I get down to, I was chosen, to become a torchbearer. I was involved in sports with the RIC and Shirley Ryan Ability Lab. So I didn't know if I could still swim or not. So I'm like, all right. So I meet these coaches and I just want to know if I can still swim or just jump in the pool. So we got good news and bad news. The good news is you're not drowning. I think you're going to float well. The bad news, you got to work on your technique. I said, what are you talking about? So no, you're not. You're at the RIC sports competitive team. I was like, oh my goodness, what door did I come in? And I started competing in sports. I was swimming, I was playing basketball, and all those adaptive equipment, adaptive sports, we've been so blessed. I mean, the work that we do right now in helping the military men and women, because amputations are still happening, whether it's accidents, whether it's in the military, or whether it's illnesses. I mean, we have a high rate people diagnosed with, they've got, diabetes. So when it comes to that, so we have a lot of information, but adaptive sports really began going back to Vietnam. These men and women came back and they were playing sports in their everyday chairs. I mean, these heavy, nasty chairs. Now all these sports chairs, they're so sophisticated and all that. So I started thinking, wouldn't it be cool if I carried the torch? And I was debating on it, and one day I'm swimming inside the water, and I'm doing my deep diving because the coaches wanted me to swim for competition, but I was trying to learn how I can swim deeper in the water so I can go octopus diving in Greece. Like, this guy's got a different agenda. We want to compete with other divisions. This guy wants to keep practicing how he's going to dive for octopus when he goes to Greece. So I'm thinking, I'm like, I'm going to write this thing. And I had to write a 100-word essay. And in St. Louis, there are over 5,000 people who carry the torch. 4,000 of them are essentially individuals who are part of the sponsorships. So all those big sponsors, they give out those awards to employees and so forth. And the other 1,000 are picked by the cities. So I arrived in St. Louis, and they were so excited. And essentially what I wrote, it's very hard to write a 100-word essay, but essentially what I wrote, I read it like a few years back, and it is, I will leave more behind in the shape that I'm in than if I had my legs. And I think I got them with that, because that's the fact. I feel that will do. I was a 6-foot individual. I still feel 6-foot, and I'm still doing the things that I planned to do. But I get to St. Louis, and they're like, "Well, do you want to put a contraption on your wheelchair so it can hold the wheelchair?" And someone turns around and says, "No, he's from Chicago. This guy's going to carry it. Let's see what he can do."
Wow.
So the night before, they gave me a broom, and I was practicing with pushing with one hand and then pushing with the other. The day of the actual day that we were out, the next day, I was below the hill. My cousin Dimitri and Peter says, "Hey, man, I want you to understand that you got a hill before you go up." And I'm like, "God, what's going on here? You're supposed to help me tonight." And I was on the bottom. But before you know it, the adrenaline and everything else, I went up for that. Because you essentially go about 7 blocks and you pass that torch to someone else. And the coolest part is, well, that when you're exchanging that torch, that flame, to another, to feel that you're that person in this world, you're the only one that has the flame. It was more empowering, not because of that, because how I got there and the people that stood next to me who have been supportive of me, have prayed for me and said, "We're going to go wherever you need to go." See, the issue I have, Bobby and Art, is that I can go anywhere in this world. I went to a Brazilian samba club when I was for a wedding, and nobody told me it was on the third floor with no elevator.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
And yet they said, we didn't tell you because we knew we were going to go up there. And lo and behold, 10 of the guests, the ushers from the wedding party came down and said, we'll go up. And they carried me up. So, but I'm thinking, how many people have 10 people, 20 people, 5 people, 2 people? So I think my passion has always been, I want to help that person who doesn't have that kind of support that I may have. So I want them to have a fulfillment of life. So for me, you know, the Z Life program began with the Z with living, to live, because Z means to live. And we started out small, but with the partnerships that I have at Open Doors, surely we're on to build that. Imagine, we are in the middle of a great city. We have the Mayor's Office of People with Disabilities, an amazing department within the city. We also have Access Living. But a lot of these countries don't have the financial support to create programs. So we take what we have here, and we're able to translate it and help those countries. So my father wanted to build a home in Greece in a city, in a town called Komotini. And I said, okay, Dad, but if we're going to do that, I want to make sure that city is accessible, or let's teach them. Well, I started out with 3 guys on the street in wheelchairs. We had a cup of coffee. We began our organization called Perpato, which means to walk tall. And now we're over 300 members. We are well-known in Greece. And just last week, I mean, imagine an obscure town in Greece. We are the top 6 finalists in the European community as the most accessible city in the European community. So, wow. You know, I guess God had, you know, planned it right. He did get me to be part of this.
Yeah. Amazing.
Let me ask you a question, Costa. That Access for Life, they've been around now for a while. You know, there are so many different programs now for accessibility into buildings and things like that we never had before. 20 years ago, you couldn't even get a wheelchair through a door. But now, with the city's help and your organization, others, more access are to the buildings and to the public buildings.
Yes.
And can you just touch a little bit on that?
Absolutely. So Access Living is an amazing organization here in Chicago. They just recently had a gala. Imagine, they had a fundraiser over $700,000 was generated. This is during COVID, where you're not going anywhere.
Wow.
But with so they provide legal housing, legal and all matters, not only accessibility, but rights to individuals with disabilities. So that's one group. MOPD, the Mayor's Office of People with Disability. Another, in this, again, service that's provided for the city of Chicago, but also for the outskirts of Chicago in the suburbs as well. And then we have, at Shirley Ryan Ability Lab, we have this department called the Life Center. It's actually a center within the hospital. And that's sort of the clearinghouse of information. You know, the beauty about the internet, you can go to Life Center at sralab.org in the Life Center in Chicago, and you can put in the search engine any type of information, in things that you want to learn about, and you can learn all that. So we have a wealth of information now, whether it's housing, because, you know, the challenge right now is, you know, a lot of people are getting, you know, whether they're ill or they get sick or they have a disability, and all of a sudden they're in a wheelchair, and they say, well, where am I going to live? Where am I going to go? And,
right.
More and more housing are becoming more accessible, but we still have a long ways to go on that. But organizations such as Access Chicago, that's located on Chicago and Halsted, they provide free service to the community. And these are kind of, and then you have Progress Center. There's so many great organizations throughout Chicago that people can go to. I tell people that there's, you know, years and years ago, you couldn't find how do you learn all this? But now it's everything. We're working. I mean, like, I still have dreams. I still have aspirations. You know, the beach was one thing. Now I want to get a couple pontoon boats so we can go fishing, accessible fishing for people with disabilities. I mean,
that'd be awesome.
Wow.
That would be awesome.
The fun never stops.
So what about this foundation called the Dive Heart Foundation for people that can go scuba diving?
Yes. So, I mean, again, in Chicago, we have various organizations, and they specialize in different aspects. At Open Doors, if you go to opendoorsnfp.org, we've got a whole section that has all this information regarding where you can find all these organizations, because we partner up with these organizations. So imagine, I went scuba diving myself. I never gone scuba diving. I went scuba diving, and what I really enjoyed was, I had a friend of mine had a spinal cord injury, Jorge. Mm-hmm. Jorge and I are in the water, and the cool part was that we didn't have a wheelchairs. We were like in this water underneath, like just like everyone else. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the cool thing about when you're going scuba diving, that you don't have your chair with you. You're in the water. So, and again, nothing happens without great, great volunteers and support. And these groups, I mean, the Dive Heart, Dreams for Kids, a ton of work for kids with disabilities throughout the year. They have last year I was on Twin Lakes. We have a water ski program and a jet ski program for kids with disabilities. And of course, you know, they didn't let me manage that. They wanted me to be behind the grill. So I was cooking food back there. So, you know, I'm always around the food. That's me, you know.
He's always around the food, and he makes great food.
You're in the catering business, so that comes natural to you, you know.
Oh, it is. And you know what? We've got, I mean, the bodies of work culture. How about that? You know, we have Chicago Festival for the, I mean, individual disabilities. We're just as talented as anyone else. You know, sometimes, I mean, and we're mainstream. You know, again, any of us at any moment, the following day, the next moment. I mean, I was standing, trying to deliver food to a client, and I get hit by a car. And the person that hit me, you know, the story is even more challenging. He had no insurance, no driver's license, falls asleep.
Oh, that's horrible.
And somehow, I've never looked back. I said, Lord, I'm so humbled that you chose me on this path. You know, people kept thinking, you must be angry. You must have been angry early on. I said, no, I really understood that this is a journey that I'm on. And all my family members, I pointed to my Greek family members, my Brazilian friends, and all my friends in Chicago said, you know, you're part of my journey. You're coming along with me because I can't do it alone. And I've been really blessed of the different people that I've met. I mean, again, you know, the Chicago Park District has an ADA compliance officer, and he's in charge of making sure that all the parks, all the field houses are accessible. You know, for me, when I see kids with disabilities, that seems to be the most challenging for me. But kids are so unique. They don't see themselves and start measuring themselves with disabilities. They're just happy. They are just, you know, 5-year-old's a 5-year-old. They're like, oh, my goodness, what happened to me? You know, as adults, we're more crueler. And in fact, I love being around kids. Kids are very curious when they see a wheelchair or they see an adaptive device. Whereas an adult says, oh, what's that? What is this? Don't look there. Don't look that. No, kids will come to you. But the moment you make the eye contact with them and you laugh with them and you say, hey, I play basketball. You like playing basketball? Let's play ball. So I'm a pretty good basketball player. And it's funny because I can go to the park. And, you know, I don't know if you guys ever played a game of horse or pig, where if you miss the shot, then you get the letters, and whoever gets the word horse, you lose the game. So these kids were playing with
me. That sounds like fun.
They were trying to – well, they wanted to take it easy on me. You know?
Yeah, I play the short version, HRS, because, you know, so I could win faster. Okay. Horse.
So,
okay.
So listen, Casta. Let me just express this to you and the listeners. Being in the police department for 35 years, your life can change in a moment's notice. With things happening every day on our streets of our great city, and Chicago's a great city. We all love Chicago, but things happen. And for you to come out and help people and have your organization and do everything you do, you're just a tremendous leader, and we're grateful to have you on our show this morning.
Right, but more important,
inspiration. Costa, inspiration. That's the word I was looking for.
I have a picture here that I got off of your webpage or Facebook posting of you and your dad's hand, and we want to touch on Modesto and the things he did when, you know, we know he was there for you. But tell everybody about how you took care of your dad in for what, 10 years, right?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You know, you don't know your strength. You think you've gone through a lot, and you say, "Boy, my journey, and you keep saying, okay, this is what I got to do today. Well, my father had a stroke. This was 12 years back. He had a stroke, and the moment after, I was right there with him. We spent literally 9 months away from being home, and I spent every day. I would sleep and at the hospital 24/7, and I told him. I remember he had tubes on him, and I was holding his hand, and he would literally take out his hand and hold me, and because he always held me. That was my father. So even in this moment, but for 9 months we get home. And they said, well, his quality of life is going to be a little challenging. But I remember telling him, you're still the father, you're still the husband, and you're still the leader of this family. And we just, one thing I learned from him through all these, like, still having fun and making sure that we would have everything that we wanted to do. And so for 10 years, I made sure that his quality of life was amazing. And I continued it. So, unfortunately, a year and a half ago, he passed away. He passed away in my arms. We exercised, had a great breakfast. We drove downtown. We had exercise. And then all of a sudden, he went and had a wonderful meal. And then he fell asleep in my hands. And the other day, I decided, I put on his cologne. I wore his Greek fisherman's hat. And I ended up going to doing the work because I feel that he's in my midst. And with honestly, I thank God. I would love for him to be around me today. But with everything that's going on in this world, in terms of all the work, with everything with coronavirus and not being able to go to hospitals, you know, you look at these things and you say, you know, Lord, it's okay. I get it. And ultimately, it's like he supported everything that I did and the things that I wanted to do. But I thought that with me taking care of him, you know, you make decisions in life. And taking care of your parents or taking care of a loved one, you do it without thinking about it. It's a sacrifice, but it's a loving sacrifice. You do it with love. And I would do it all over again. But I wouldn't want him to go through what a lot of people are going through in these hospitals with a ventilator and everything else. So,
right.
For me,
and you weaned your dad off how many times off the ventilator?
Well, you know, that's the experience. He was on a ventilator 5 different times.
Wow.
And in those different times, I learned what it's like to be on a ventilator. And we were at some great hospitals. I'm telling you, the Holy Family, you know, my hat's off to all the nurses, the doctors, and the respiratory therapists, because without oxygen, there's no life. And they're the ones who are putting that oxygen in you. You know, we take things for granted. I tell people, please wear masks. Don't get in the hospitals because we're overloading the people. And these are great, great doctors and nurses. So my father was in it. But let me tell you, even during the thing that's missing in the people right now, that they're inside these hospitals on a ventilator, they don't have a Costa or a Gus holding their hands and saying, Dad, I love you. We'll be okay. And let's talk about some fun things. Because when you're in a ventilator, you cannot have anxieties. So you got to get your mind off those things. So for me, it was being there 24/7. You know, and more importantly, the first year when he had the stroke, a lot of these doctors like, who are you? What are you doing here? That's my father. And what are you doing here? That's my dad. I'm his son. They didn't think that someone with a disability with no legs could take care of someone. And I proved them wrong. So then they would understand and believe that people with disabilities should and have the ability and the capacity to be doing everything. So for me, it's been a total gift to do that. And
right.
For me, it's like, why not? You know, why not? So I wanted to show that people with disabilities have a way of still giving back. Look, we're still, look, people with disabilities, we don't want things from people. We can give back. We also are parents. We are also family. We're still our workers. We're still people that can give back to society, and we want to give back. You know, some of the greatest people I've met come back from the Paralympic Games. They're the ones who are, in fact, giving back to the community. So, you know, a lot of times people say, oh, let me help you. I said, no, how can I help you back? You know, so with my dad, he was a gift. And everywhere he went, he had this, and with the stroke, it affected his left side, his left arm, left leg. But it didn't stop him from, thank goodness the stroke didn't stop him from eating and enjoying the quality of life that he had. And because
having
of Chicago,
fun.
I never, oh my gosh, the fun. There isn't a place he has not gone, whether it be the beaches, whether it be anywhere that we could go. We're very fortunate. Chicago has a huge fleet of accessible taxis, over 300 taxis in Chicago, you know, in a city, fully accessible taxis. You know, the airlines, my friends are like, well, all the airlines, all my friends, like, you tell me where you, Modesto's. Modesto's took over. You know, I was the leader at Shirley Ryan Ability Lab, and he comes along. You know, I was Modesto's, initially, he was Gus's and Costa's father, but later I became Modesto's son. Like, the impact that he had on people. You know, he was a charmer, and that's another lesson that I feel that I provide. You know, it's how you approach someone. It's like, if you're sensible and respectful, it's like, and say, you know, the person in the post office, everybody wants stamps, right? And you're in a hurry, and you want the stamps. Why can't you just stop for a second and say, good morning, how are you? Thank you so much. You'd be surprised how much this person is going to take care of you, because it's how you approach that. So there's a lot of lessons to be learned along the way on that. So, you know, my father, he's in heaven in spirit, and he's, you know, when I think I have a tough day, I think about him coming here as an immigrant, working hard, providing for his family, a businessman. I mean, he never let up flip eggs, and he was, you know, we have a business, and he got involved in the food business, and we were the greatest partners, and he builds a home in Greece. I mean, he lived a full life the way he wanted to, but he gave back. I hear stories about how he gave back to others, and I know that when I got injured, the hardest thing in talking to a lot of different people is when your son or your daughter, when your child gets injured, and imagine he had a son who lost both of his legs, and he said, he stood tall with me. I said, Dad, you and I got to do some great things. We're going to make a difference in showing others. We don't give up. We don't look back. We're just going to make it where we can still live and live a full life. And here I am 25 years later, having this amazing, amazing journey. And it hasn't stopped, and it won't stop. It will never stop.
And your great family, I mean, your ma, your sister, your nieces and nephews, yeah. You have a great support there.
I do. You know, my one cousins who showed up during while I was in the hospital, they were playing backgammon with me, what we call it, tabli in Greek, and they were cheating on me. They said, hey, come on, man, I got morphine in me. What are you doing? You know, it's the Greek way of winning games,
hey,
I guess, I suppose.
Costa, your dear dad will live in your heart forever. You know, all our loved ones are always in our hearts forever.
And I think you got one of his habits to get that vanilla ice cream, because you call me sometimes.
Yeah, what kind of ice cream do you like? Hey, Costa, what kind of ice cream? I was going to ask you. Thanks for reminding me, Artie. What kind of ice cream from Ben and Jerry's? What's your favorite flavor?
Oh, man. You know what? Chunky Monkey. It's like it's got banana ice cream, chocolate fudge, and walnuts in it. It's like – but my father was like a Spumoni guy. You know, you like vanilla. You like a little bit of vanilla, a little bit of the pistachio, a little bit of the strawberry cherry. I mean, he couldn't pass up an ice cream. That's all I can tell you. You know,
let me cut you short because we have a caller and we're running out of time. Good morning, caller.
Hi, this is Mitchie. I just wanted to call in and tell you, you are such a wonderful person, and talk about positive. Good grief.
You must be talking about Costa, not me, but that's okay.
You too, Artie. You because you introduced me to him, but I miss our Chinese New Year's parties. Yeah, where I'd see you at least once a year, and you'd brighten it up for the whole year.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, it's interesting. Like, I've learned that when I walk in a room, I got to carry myself. What you see is what it is. It's like, I want to be positive. I want to come in and I want to give the people the thought that, you know, don't fear things. You know, when in life, a lot of things happen to us. And if that can transmit to someone and they can walk away with feeling like, wow, this man came through here and he's smiling, he's laughing. Like, yeah, we like to laugh. We like to drink. We like to eat as well. You know, all those things everybody else loves as well. And, you know, I've enjoyed those moments. And we're going to see each other again. I know that.
Well, I can't wait to see you again. Like I said, you know, you define yourself, and you know, nobody meets you and goes, "Oh, that's the character with the disability." You are so charming. So people just gravitate towards you because they want to be around how positive you are. So have a great Thanksgiving. And
you too, Michi. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in,
Michi.
Thank
you. And I will see you, hopefully, at a Chinese New Year's party.
All right. Thank you. Before we run out of time, next week we have a Top Gun Maverick pilot and a captain that's retired, another Dino Stylianopoulos. We'll see you next week. Reach out to me during the week, 773-746-708. Bobby, give me your number.
312-636-8400. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you, Costa. We love you. Anything else before we go?
Costa, thank you.
Okay. Costa, last word? Oh, Costa. I think we're gone. Instead
okay,
of
everyone.
Say hi, say bye. We love you. Have a great, safe Thanksgiving.
Right.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Bye, everybody.